my buckaroos and buckaritos. Here comes the good, the bad, and the ugly in politics and law with Mickey O'Brien right here on KXFM.
Morning, Mick.
Hey, good morning, Tommy.
Did you guys get to see a good rainbow from your deck out there in South Laguna?
Oh, we did. It was fabulous.
So I know you want to talk about the dog ordinance, but we have questions for you about Trump's political action committee. Do you want to talk a little bit about this indictment?
Sure, I'd be happy to.
Okay, carry on. If you don't mind, I know you're in a dog day kind of mood, but let's
we'll get to the dog shortly. But,
okay.
Let's talk about the indictment dog. It's the third indictment of Donald Trump. His followers just seem to get more fired up. His support increases every time he's indicted. It's the most remarkable thing anybody has ever seen. But what was interesting to me as a lawyer is there were six unindicted co-conspirators. Five of them were lawyers.
Now, who are they? Who are those people?
Well, I think the common understanding is Rudy Giuliani, John Eastman, Sidney Powell, and Jeffrey Clark, and another one by the name of Chesebro, I think is how you pronounce it. The one that's most interesting to me is Eastman. Eastman, just before the January 6th counting of the electoral votes by Vice President Pence, he emailed Pence's lawyer begging him to violate the law and throw out some of the electoral votes and change them for Trump electors. This is a guy who was the dean of Chapman Law School, who is urging another lawyer to violate the law. It's, to me, that's just remarkable.
Now, why isn't he indicted? Why are they mentioned and not indicted?
Well, I think that Jack Smith, the special counsel, didn't want to make things more complicated than they already are, indicting seven people in one indictment. Just makes for crazy proceedings. You got motions being filed by all the lawyers. It really slows things down. So these folks can still be indicted at some point. They're not out of the woods by any means, but it just simplifies his indictment of Trump and the prosecution of Trump.
You know, it's interesting that those guys are now wearing hats, MAGA, make attorneys get attorneys.
Yeah, that's for sure. So before we get to the this new dog ordinance or animal code as it's being billed in the local paper, I've got a request for a song, an Ian Tyson song.
Oh, what is it?
It's called The Coyote and the Cowboy. The coyote is, of course, a relative of the dog. And it'll serve as a good jumping off point for our discussion about the proposed ordinance.
So you want to play that right now before we get into the proposed ordinance?
Oh, we can play it later if you like.
I think we should get right into the proposed ordinance, if you don't mind.
I don't mind at all.
Okay, let's go.
So this new ordinance, unfortunately, I believe is ill-considered, and it has some unintended consequences. What the new ordinance would do is it would adopt the same enforcement standards as the Orange County Animal Control and several other states in the counties, which defines a dog barking violation as 30 minutes of incessant Hey, shut that dog up, will you? Okay. So it defines a dog barking violation as 30 minutes of incessant or continuous barking within a 24-hour period, or 60 minutes of intermittent barking within a 24-hour period. Now, first of all, anybody who's been around dogs knows that they don't bark incessantly, that is, without stopping at all for 30 minutes at a time. They'll bark, maybe they're quiet for 5 or 10 seconds, maybe a little bit more, and then they start again. So that gets you into the intermittent barking, which is, it's got to be 60 minutes over a 24-hour period. So let me have you consider this scenario. It's 2 o'clock in the morning. You're fast asleep after a hard day's work. You've got your alarm set at 6 a.m. You've got another long, hard, stressful day ahead. The neighbor's dog begins barking loudly. But, yeah, just like that. But it's not incessant. It stops for a couple of seconds. It starts again. But this goes on for about 10 minutes. By then, you're wide awake. It takes you another half hour to get to sleep. You finally get back to sleep, and at 4:30, this happens all over again. And now you can't go back to sleep at all. You're miserable at work all day because you haven't had enough sleep. At 1 o'clock the next afternoon, your wonderful wife puts your darling 2-year-old baby daughter down for her daily afternoon nap of 2 hours, okay? About 45 minutes later, the dog starts up again, wakes the baby up. The baby won't go back to sleep, and the rest of the day, it is sullen and cranky. At 4 o'clock, your spouse, now that the baby is playing quietly, decides to take a little nap herself. But at 4:15, the dog starts barking again. And this goes on for almost 10 minutes. At 6:30, you get home from work, you drink, you have a drink, you relax, you're trying to watch a ball game or a movie or maybe the news.
I'm about to really start drinking. Okay, go on.
Yeah, at 7 o'clock, the dog starts barking again. And it barks intermittently for another 10 minutes or so. And then at 1 o'clock, you're fast asleep, and this starts all over again.
Well, tell us your proposal. I get your bit.
Well, so let's say over this 24-hour period, you never get to 60 minutes. It may be 50 minutes of intermittent barking. It may be 55, but you never get to 60. And this goes on every day for a week. Or maybe a month, or maybe a year. Is that what our city council really wants to allow?
Are you going to write a letter and address them on that?
I think I am.
We have a neighbor whose puppies are not happy if the owner leaves. And there's some incessant barking with, like you said, little pauses, and then they go off again, and it's pretty loud. Even though they're tiny dogs, they get a little yippy.
How much is that dog in the window? The one with the waggly tail.
Woof, woof. I can't help it.
How much is
yeah, I get it.
Oh my gosh. Well,
yeah, it's mostly the little ones that seem to, I mean, they don't bark, they yap.
We know, and I'm with you all the way. I just want to know what you propose or what you want to propose to city council. that somewhere, well, you know, they think the laws right now are too harsh and we can turn a dog barker neighbor in. What do you propose?
Well, first of all, I'm not sure the existing system is broken. According to the Laguna Beach Independent, in 2021, our police department received 222 barking dogs complaint, and there were 23 warnings issued. So that's, you know, 10% of the complaints were followed up with warnings. That's not very many. And there's nothing to indicate that the current system really isn't working. That's number one. Number two, you know, the city has other noise control ordinance. For example, the city prohibits leaf blowers of any kind, including electric ones, which are almost completely silent. There's also limits on when construction can occur. So, to me, any barking is excessive. Now, that's unrealistic, too. Dog owners should not be allowed to disturb their neighbors with their barking dogs. If owners can't train their dogs not to bark intermittently, I mean, it's one thing when a stranger comes into your home and the dog barks to protect your home, but that doesn't last. And that doesn't happen all day, every day, like some of these other dogs behave. I think the city can initiate a mediation program where dog owners and complainers can meet, say, with a representative of the city and try and iron things out. There are a number of things that can be done, but I'm not the one, and I'd be happy to help draft the ordinance. But as I said at the beginning, I think this one is not very well considered and it has some unintended consequences. And I think the city should be very careful before it adopts this particular one.
Well, thank you for weighing in on that. And I think Tommy J and I agree with you and a lot of neighbors of barking dogs. So, I'm going to end up with sign off with this the coyote and the cowboy. And why do you love Ian Tyson so much?
Well, for one thing, he's Canadian like I am. But
yeah, that's a point.
The man had a voice like a bell. He just had the clearest voice that I thought was just, it just hits me the way music sometimes does. There's certain kind of music that just gets right into your soul, and Ian Tyson's music does that to me.
Well, we're going to play it for you, and also there's a lot of wisdom in his songwriting, and this song in particular.
That's for sure.
Mickey O'Brien, we love having you call in. We love the good, and a lot of folks do, the bad and the ugly in law and politics. You're brilliant, and we're proud to have you on board. And thanks for supporting this show.
I'm happy to do that, and I love doing this. I love your show, so keep it up, Ida May and Tommy J.
Thanks,
Glad
Mac.
To hear the radio. I'm really delighted to hear the radio is making a comeback.
It is. Long live community radio in Laguna Beach. Thank you so much.
All
righty. This one goes out to you. The Coyote and the Cowboy for Mickey O'Brien.
Now I'm going to teach you folks a brand new song I wrote. And I want you all to join in with me and sing, because this is about one of my favorite all-time people. And that's the coyote. The story goes like this. Coyote is a survivor. Reckon he's got to be. He lives in the snow at 40 below, or in Malibu by the sea. And I'm just an old cowpuncher. I love to listen to his tune. As I get high on a bottle of pie, the coyote gets drunk on the moon. Try her again. As I get high on a bottle of rye, the coyote gets drunk on the moon. Fantastic. Try that whole verse all together now. Here we go. The coyote
be. He lives in the snow at 40 below, or in Malibu by the sea. And I'm just an old cow puncher. I love to listen to his tune. As I get high on a bottle of rye, the coyote gets drunk on the moon. One more. As I get high on a bottle of rye, the coyote gets drunk on the moon. Well, the cowboy is a conundrum, a contradiction in this age. Well, he says he's doing fine on the poverty line with a working cowboy's wage. The whiskey bottle costs 13 bucks, the big prairie moon is free. So who is the dumber son of a bitch, the little coyote or me? Yeah! Who is the dumber son of a bitch, the little coyote?
Together.